Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horse with me. And of course, yesterday was one of those days. It was, of course, Fed Day. Waste of time day, double speak, double talk, we don't know what the hell we're doing day, and that is the new typical Fed. You know, I gotta tell you, I almost got in an accident driving because I was so angry listening to the analyzing of the Fed and what they did, and the biggest words are normalization. Let me ask you something. What the hell is normal? You tell me. When you take a market and you manipulate it, all right, and you spin it and you do what the Federal Reserve has done, explain to me what could possibly be the next or the new normal. There's no logic behind normal, all right? When you're manipulating markets, they're no longer normal. And that is purely what the Fed has done, strictly against their mandate. And every one of these experts drooling over the moves that they make, they couldn't make worse moves if they picked them out of a hat. They are about the worst organization when it comes to understanding the workings of a market, the workings of anything, that it's really rather a joke to even listen to what they do, because all they have the ability to do is try to scam and manipulate markets, creating the legalized Ponzi scheme that they have, and they continue to go back to this ridiculous inflation target. You know, it's hard to get inflation when you don't have people working. It's hard to get inflation when you're not letting people borrow money to run their business. It's hard to get inflation when you don't have a true economy. It's hard to get inflation when you don't have any growth. But, of course, the banks are happy, and why wouldn't they be? They can just continue to steal money, you know, legally stealing money, but it's taking money, it's the same. You know, it's become to a point where it's absolutely brutal to watch and listen to what they have to say. Now, you can tell you whatever, you can say whatever you want. And I'm you know me, you can come on and argue with me anytime. And I'm not looking for an argument. I'm just saying, all right, that there is nothing of note that's any good that's going on that the Federal Reserve has any responsibility with at all. They have done, in my opinion, a horrible job. I mean, you want to talk about deplorables, they're deplorable. They do nothing. All right. They know how to print money and double talk. Did you listen to Janet Yellen? I mean, I tried to intently listen to what she had to say, and she kept repeating the same thing with different words. And it was always back to, well, we're in our inflation target. Well, inflation target what? Let the markets trade freely. You might get inflation. It's an amazing thing that happens when you let markets be free, you know? We need Elsa in the tiger back and born free. It's not, you can't get the things that you need when you put a market in the side of being only manipulated, and the only reason that money is pouring in and earnings are growing supposedly. Now again, I would debate that, but you know, I listen to these guys, you know, drool on TV about the earnings growth, and I go, really? Then how come we have less than 1% growth? How come we don't have more people working? How come and how come and how come? So it's an irritating setup, because there's going to be no tax cuts. Okay? You know, I mean, they will be eventually. There will be no tax cuts soon. There will be no health care soon. But there will be more of the free money from the Fed. There'll still remain these low interest rates. And if you look at something and you look at what's going on, you have a pile of cow manure, all right, out there that does not promise anything good for the future. Because, again, the longer you let these people who have no clue, no idea, and couldn't do anything, try to manipulate based on a theory, you are going to continue to be in the dog run. All right? I mean, you cannot assume that they can do anything about it, because what they've done for 104 years is destroy your currency, my currency. What they've done for 104 years is manipulate markets when they had to try to make it better for who? Oh, for the banks. Is that not a shame? Now, you heard the story of the bankster gangsters. Now, again, you can look at it any way you want. You can tell me what you want. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm just saying that when I look at it, I see a group of banks that continue to get bigger, continue to make more money, bigger money, and I continue to see no growth from the middle class. I continue to see smaller entrepreneurship. I continue to see less people working. I continue to see less home purchasing. But everything is great. We're doing great. Our recoveries are great. The world is great. We're, boy, oh boy, man, I'll tell you, I don't know. We are just scrolling and rolling along. But again, to listen to them is a crock, right? And of course, you've got situations that I kept, you know, texting out on Wednesday saying, hey, you know, look, something's wrong here. Something's rotten in Denmark. And what was rotten is just simply that at one time, you've got the bonds that continue to go higher, which is not supposed to be the case when they're going to hike rates. But of course, it did, and it was. And that is, I think, the bigger story, because the bond market's going to be right. You know, you had some jackass on air, I'm not going to mention any names, but talking about, you know, certain stocks, and I go, you know, and I tweeted and I go, listen, stocks aren't the ruler here. The ruler is the bond market, because the bond market is the biggest market in the world by 10 times. Fixed income trading. Right. So, you know, but yet they love to have these people talk and spew their crap about things that are truly meaningless. Anyways, we have to pay our prayer, thoughts and prayers go out to the congressman that was shot and at that park in Washington by that idiot from Illinois, the jagoff. Anyways, it's just stupid. Again, this is part of the issues, and again, it's terrible. But that's our thoughts and prayers go out to their families. In the meantime, you know, if you you know, miss a show, you know, you go to libertytalk.fm and you download the Bubba Show every single day. You can get the Sporting Action on the weekends. And of course, now that Audible Books is sponsoring us, go to audibletrial.com/the Bubba Show and download yourself a book. I have many recommendations, but two off the top: Fed Up by Danielle DiMartino Booth, and of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Great book, and kind of tells their story of the Federal Reserve. And then we're going to step out for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. What's happening? So, hey, now, as you look at the action and the markets are under pressure, and all of a sudden, gold's under pressure, and all of a sudden, the bonds are going to the moon, and the dollar's now rallying, and my God, what the hell's happening? No, but let's take a look back. Let's look at history. So we go back and we look all the way back to yesterday. All right. So you knew something was rotten, something was strange, because the formation of the market was bonds, stocks, currencies, gold were all rallying. Oil was getting slaughtered. All right. Something that indicated that there might be a potential problem, which is probably led off to today's selling. But again, that's not the correct correlation of products. And again, you know me, I don't correlate, you know, day to day, but you kind of see that this has been going on for a while, indicating that there was an issue. And of course, we do see an issue. But I think that, you know, here's the crux. This goes back to, you know, the ever willingness of our great Federal Reserve to screw the American people, which they do a very good job at. But now, you know, what's next? You know that the manipulation of price never works. And if you think it works, just go ask OPEC. The crooks are OPEC. It's amazing how it's always the shady organizations that are involved in manipulation and price fixing. OPEC, the Federal Reserve. Notice I put them in the same group. All right. But again, go back to OPEC. You know, they started with this BS in October, and of course, in October they pushed oil higher. You know, on the hopes and the dreams that we might see something. And of course, I said then, and I'll say now, BS, no way, Jose. It ain't happening. It ain't going to be. And you can talk your nonsense all you want. But in the meantime, so we spiked up to like 55 off of OPEC. And of course, we've now continued to work our way lower. And I see no reason why my initial target of 40 isn't come place. But again, this is why markets cannot be manipulated, because it takes too many crooks to manipulate the market. Now, in the OPEC source case, you've got, you know, the OPEC nations themselves can't work together, let alone try to form a scam and shorten up the supply of oil. And of course, then you've got the frackers here that'll pump away. You know, they get prices up, they'll pump away. You know, I can pump out at 45. I can sell futures at 50. Done. Boom. But now, okay, you take the Federal Reserve. And the difference is that the Federal Reserve is themselves. There is nobody competing. They're only competing with themselves, which is through the banking industry. So they have nobody to stop them from doing their rotten, phony, ridiculous Ponzi scheme crap, because they're the only game in town. All right. And we know they're a private organization, but they do have the support of Congress. So, you know, what better way to break out of jail when you're in cahoots with the warden, all right? So that's the problem that you have here when you try to allow these things to go on. But that is the destruction of the free market system. Now, that also creates pressure on other things. Now, you continue to destroy the value of the dollar, which is why you see these cryptocurrencies going bananas, because all currencies are being destructed. If you read the Creature from Jekyll Island, it's like the big banks want to steal all your money. All right, it's the Fed, the central bankers want to get all the chips on the table, and that's how they do it. They continue to destruct the currency. And they end up accumulating it, and they turn it into a debt, which they continue to get paid on. So it's a sad state of affairs. All right, the whole system right now is extremely sad because of the way it is. And of course, you know, they asked Janet Yellen if she wants to serve another term, and you know, she's going to serve her current term. And you know, obviously, she's a horrible Fed person, but she does fit in the mold with the legend of Greenspan, who was the first major bubble builder, followed by the bigger bubble builder, which is Bernanke and now and Yellen. You know, you can talk theory all you want, all right? But your theory does not hold water. Your theory is wrong, because at the end of the day, trying to manipulate, create markets with a Keynesian view doesn't work, and it has never worked. You cannot create artificial wealth among people that can't afford to invest. So, you know, the trickle-down theory, the only thing that trickles down to you and me is taxes and phony inflation, so that we can help the Fed and the government pay off the massive debt that they're building. So that becomes the bigger story, is, you know, we are the pawns in the big game of chess of how they, we'll call it, steal the old man's bundle or the banker monopoly, right? They just keep taking until you get nothing to take, right? And then even when you got nothing to take, they try to take a little bit more anyways. Now, if you think I'm wrong or you think I'm kidding, just look at it yourself. I'm not telling you how to think. I'm telling you to take a look at it and look at what's happened. And you can just start with the last 10 years. I encourage you to evaluate your own situation over the last 10 years. All right. Now, first, I encourage you to evaluate your, if you have a 401k or a mutual fund or a retirement fund or whatever, I encourage you to look at where it was and where it is today and what you've totally put into it. All right. And see how much it's grown. I urge you to check against your earnings today versus your earnings then, and then your cost today versus your cost and a few other things. But I urge you just to check that out. I'd love to hear from you on what the differences are, because I can tell you that for most, they're making the same or less money than they were making. The cost of fuel, the cost of goods, the cost of services that we use have gone up. Yeah, there's TVs are cheaper and computers are cheaper, but, you know, again, I ask the same question. How often do I buy a computer? And I know that in yesterday's press conference, one of her big points was cell phone service is cheaper. Well, isn't that better for everybody if service is cheaper? Is it not better? You know, what brought prices down? Oh, true free markets brought prices down because there's so much competition. So the free market decided that they needed to come down in price because, God forbid, the American people should get a break. And the corporations, I mean, you don't think that Sprint, Verizon, T-Mobile and all the others are making a fortune anyways, right? You know, the cost of these cell phones is nothing, which is why they give them away for nothing. Because you're paying for nothing. You're paying for an infrastructure that's already been built. But yet, we continue to hear that they get the crap. Well, the cell phone service is less expensive now, so, you know, that's one of the things that are bringing down inflation. And I go, okay, right. I don't buy it. I don't buy into it. I'm more of an irritated about it, because, again, the reason that prices are lower is because you've got a free market that's deciding that prices should be lower. Because if everybody said, no, we're going to charge the same price, well, then there wouldn't be the price wars and we wouldn't have the free markets. But you can read all about that if you go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show and download The Creature from Jekyll Island, or you download Fed Up. You can read about exactly what I'm talking about. And the two books, the Fed Up book by one of our regulars, Danielle DiMartino Booth, tells you about the actual real inner workings. And the other one is a theory behind it, which I think they're both good. But of course, you get the real deal from Fed Up, and I check it out, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. And in the meantime, libertytalk.fm, you can download The Bubba Show every single day, and I encourage you to do so. Don't let a brother down. You got to help me out. And of course, The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, you know, of course, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at bubbatrading.com. Go check it out. We're going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back with a special surprise, some fantasy sports writers joining me today right here on The Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horace. We'll be right back after the break.
Fly me to the...
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, today we mentioned we have a special surprise for you. As you know, I'm a big fantasy sports. I like to gamble a little bit and like fantasy sports. And we hooked up with somebody, and I want to bring them aboard. So let's do the expert of experts, Michael Rathburn, known as the Wrath. Michael, welcome to the show. Great to have you on.
Yeah, man. Good to be here.
So, Michael, you know, I guess, you know, obviously, you know, 20 years ago, fantasy sports was fun and a lot of guys did it, but it wasn't quite the business venture it can be today. Tell us about how you got involved into this. And of course, you've turned it into basically a business now. So give us a little insight of how you do that.
Yeah, I mean, I started playing fantasy sports in the mid 90s. And I was probably around 18 to 20 years old at the time, started playing fantasy football. And a few years later, ESPN came out with fantasy baseball. And I think it was around 95, 96, 97, around that time frame. And started playing fantasy baseball. Yahoo got started, ESPN, CBS. And, you know, playing season long with your friends or people online. You start playing for a little bit of money. And then, lo and behold, I got invited into a league where there's a bunch of guys in the industry. And I started thinking that, you know, I was winning my leagues and I was able to hang with guys that were in the industry and I was able to win leagues, you know, with them. And I thought to myself, I might be better at this than I realized. So I started my own website at the time. I started writing about minor league baseball prospects, but from a fantasy perspective, because nobody was doing it. And from that, it kind of led to me going to a website called Roto Experts, who's one of the predominant fantasy sports content sites in the industry. And then that led to me getting involved with daily fantasy sports and working behind the scenes with companies that started up around 2011, 2012, working behind the scenes. And when that road ended, I ended up getting involved on the content side with RotoWire, and I've been doing that ever since.
That's really pretty cool. So I've done fantasy. I could never do what you guys do, but we do. We just have a big money league that, you know, we pick once at the beginning of the year and don't have to worry about the lineups. Of course, now that my whole pitching staff is wiped out, including Syndergaard, my first pick is not very good, but hey, that's life in the fantasy world. But so now you also have a website. You share or sell some of your information. Now I know your website is not ready yet, but you have a way that people can get in touch with you if they want to check it out, because obviously your information from what you write to what you do is very valuable, especially if you're in the world. I mean, I purchase, you know, some information every year. And where would somebody go to get your information?
Sure. Well, the best way is to find me on Twitter. The Twitter handle is @FantasyWrath. And, I promote things there. You can click on the link in my profile. That'll take you over to a website called Gumroad. Gumroad is kind of a host website for me where I can just post some content, offer it up for free, offer it up for, you know, paid services as well. It's a great way for me to be able to get something out there without having a fully launched website as of yet and get some of that stuff out there. So, you know, I do provide some free material. You can download that, free previews, things like that. And I have a DFS baseball almanac, which is 600 player profiles from 2016. all the information that you need to become a sharp player, to help you every day in your research. And then also I have some resources like, you know, top 10 websites or things like that. So and we also do coaching. So if you, you know, anything that you want to learn about DFS baseball right now, we're going to have other sports right now. Obviously, we're in the middle of baseball season, but we can help you with all things. It's more personalized for what you need. And I really kind of gear towards new players. My motto is learn how to play DFS. That's really what I do, is I teach people how to play DFS.
Now, you know, obviously you didn't grow up deciding you wanted to be a DFS player, right? They didn't have it when you started growing up, right? So how did you end up in the DFS? Like, in other words, obviously you went, did you go to college? I don't know if you went to college or not, but whatever you did, you didn't, you know, you were in high school saying, hey, I'm going to be a DFS fantasy player. I mean, how'd you end up, you know, getting into this business from, you know, whatever job you were doing or what your career was?
Right. Well, so everybody thought I was going to work for ESPN when I was in high school. So I went to school for sports management. Then I went into broadcasting, and I realized really quickly that just wasn't what I wanted to do. So then I ended up going into business management, more on the marketing side, got my degree there. I got my master's in marketing as well. And I've had full-time jobs, and I still do, actually. I have a professional job, and I do consumer goods analytics. So it's been kind of interesting where I've been able to take a lot of my knowledge from how to play fantasy and carry it over to my professional jobs. I've been doing, whether it's financial analytics or consumer analytics now for, you know, the better part of 10 years. And a lot of the stuff that I do in my real job, I carry over to fantasy and vice versa. So, you know, just understanding how to manipulate numbers and how to pivot numbers and things like that, it really kind of gets to the core of how to tell a story and find value.
Well, so this is a financial show. I mean, I've been trading for 38 years. Right? You know, I'm only a part-time radio announcer. But so tell us about some of the analytics you use in both fantasy and in finance.
Well, on the finance side, I was doing a lot of risk management for credit card processing. So it wasn't necessarily like the stock market, but it was more along the lines of assessing, you know, transactional risk and whether or not a transaction should be approved or not. So, you know, some of the things that you look at is, you know, the age of the person, and, you know, there's ways that you can capture that information, and what bank do they use, what part of the country are they from, what zip code are they from. Things along that line were pretty interesting. I'll give you an example. There's a bank called Wood Forest Bank. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but Wood Forest Bank is the worst bank in the country. They're mostly in Walmarts, and they give checking accounts to anybody on the planet. So I basically built a model that would decline anything from Wood Forest Bank. Whereas other banks, you'd have banks out of New York or St. Louis that were mostly investment accounts. So if I would see something like that, I would automatically approve it up to $100,000. So, you know, there's certain data that you can look at. Now, look at things like loss rates and things like that. And so when you come over to the fantasy side, you know, a lot of the daily stuff, because there's prices attached to the players, it's all about value. And it's all about creating a multiplier to say, you know, kind of in the stock market, you're always looking at multiplier of what you're going to make back on your money, you know, whether it's 2X, 3X, 5X, you know, whatever. And the same thing with daily fantasy is I'm always looking at a player because the salaries are always moving based on the player's performance. So if the player does well, the salary goes up. The player does bad, the salary goes down. So it's all about finding the opportunities when the player salary is low based on the opportunities that they present themselves. And the way that I do that is just looking at raw data and then using pivot tables to kind of, you know, cross correlate several different things and then find the areas of opportunity.
Just like trading the stock market, just like handling risk in finance, it's all this. So basically, it all comes down to the same thing, right? I mean, would you say that one of the biggest tools in your business of playing daily fantasy is about managing your money, managing your risk, and being patient enough to wait for the guys you need to get and make sure that you're getting value? Would that be a good assessment?
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect situation. I mean, prime example is Andrew Benintendi from the Red Sox crushes at home, and he hits right-handers at well. He hits right-handers at home very well. So right now he's in the middle of a home series against the Phillies, and he was pretty much the best player on the board last night because he's actually not been playing that well, and his salary's gone down. But he was in the prime optimal situation last night, and he hit a home run. You know, how do you predict a guy that's going to hit a home run? You try to just play the percentages, and you say, you know, the likelihood of him hitting a home run tonight is at its highest peak based on the opposing pitcher and the environment that he's in. And sure enough, he hit a home run last night, and I had him. So it's understanding when the prime optimal spots are for these players and when you need to pay for them.
We're visiting with Michael Rathbun. Unbelievable. We're obviously enjoying ourselves, and you know, it's kind of like trading, right? You're trying to find the most optimal time to get involved in the market, just like Michael's telling you about the most optimal time to get involved in a fantasy play. And I think it's really interesting. We're going to come back with more from Michael Rathbun after the break. But in the meantime, audibletrial.com/TheBauer Show. You can go download fantasy books, but I urge you to check out Michael instead. But you can also go to Get Fed Up, our friend's book, who's a recurrent contributor of our show, Fed Up by Daniel D. Martino Booth. And, of course, you get a free trial as a subscriber through The Bubba Show. In the meantime, go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day because, you know, I need your help. You know, you got to help. You got to help a brother out, and make sure you get the Sporting Edge as well. And I know that Michael's also appearing on the Sporting Edge this week. So in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of here for a break, and we're going to come back with one of the top fantasy writers in the country, Michael Rathbun, The Rath. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show. We are visiting today with Michael Rathbun, or at Fantasy Rath on Twitter. But Michael is a fantasy writer, award-winning fantasy writer, who's real big into daily fantasy. And you got to check out his Twitter handle. And he does some private teaching on how to be better at fantasy. So go check him out. In the meantime, let's get back to Michael Rathbun at Fantasy Rath on Twitter right now. Here we go. Now, Michael, I know you're short on time, so you got time for a couple more questions. You need to jump. It's cool either way.
Absolutely. Just, no, we're good. We're good.
I just want to make sure. I don't want to tie you up. I know you're busy. So, all right. So now, you know, you teach people daily fantasy, and that's a business for you now. And of course, you're trying to give them the proper ground rules and the training. I mean, it's still obviously, even if you put all the probabilities in your favor, you still need a little bit of luck, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so, but you're trying to line up somebody and say, hey, if you do these things, this can help you become more successful and be better with your daily fantasy. Would that be a good assessment of what you're doing?
Absolutely.
So when you bring somebody in, do you like break them down? I mean, you obviously one of the worst things that, you know, anybody, we all have bad habits, right? We develop, you know, bad gambling habits or whatever. And of course, it's hard to break people away from those things. How do you get them away from saying, you know what, I'm looking at, you know, like, you know, I'm in Chicago, so I'm always looking at, you know, Chris Bryant, or I'm always looking at this guy, I'm, you know, and I got to have these guys in my lineup, where really it's all about the numbers. It doesn't matter who it is. It's about winning money. Is that not? And that's what you're trying to teach these people, right?
Yeah. You know, there's so many mistakes that new players make that they don't even realize they're making. And then they get to this conclusion that they just can't win and they give up. So, you know, it's really easy for me to identify within 5 or 10 minutes where things are going wrong. And for the most part, you know, it's playing the wrong contest, putting the wrong money in the wrong contest, not understanding what to look for. You know, somebody might be looking at certain statistics that really don't matter, but because they read an article somewhere, because somebody told them it mattered, they use it. You know, that's the tough thing about the industry, is that there's a lot of content out there that unfortunately is not very good. And I'm not saying that to pump up my own thing. It's just that there's not a lot of content out there that actually educates people on how to play. They'll tell you who they think you should play, but they don't know how to tell you how to play and how to win.
Well, listen, there's Michael, there's a lot of hucksters in all business, and this one's no different. And of course, anytime there's money involved, there's going to be people trying to gain an edge. And I know your stuff. I've read your stuff, and I think it's pretty damn outstanding, and I'm a big fan. And I'm glad that Xander was able to arrange this interview, because obviously, you know, I like it. I mean, I do more season-long stuff because I just don't have always the time. But I do love that. I can play a lot of daily fantasy, too, when I have time. But, you know, again, and it's about learning the right thing. It's like everything else that we do. But, Michael, give us your Twitter handle again so we make sure we can find you.
Sure. At Fantasy Wrath, at Fantasy R-A-T-H. And click on the link right in the profile. That'll take you over to Gumroad. And I offer coaching, DFS Almanac, free resources, free websites. You know, what websites should you be using to get the best information for free, in addition to everything that I can offer as well.
And I'm going to be signing up myself. But anyways, so Michael, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's great to have on an expert, and I wish you the best of luck, and I'll continue to read, and can't wait for you to get even farther into it. Love what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that was our new friend, Michael Rathburn, at Fantasy Wrath on Twitter. But again, here's a guy that really explained to you the ways that, you know, they look at the spectrum of fantasy sports, because it is a business like any other business, right? You know, so now what did he talk about? He talked about how you try to get the edge. Now, again, we know, all right, we know we're not going to get the edge and make money on every time we get the edge, but the key is to have the advantage at the same time that things go well. Because again, we don't know when it's going to work, but we know that if we always take an advantage, that the law of large numbers is going to bring us to victory. It doesn't mean it'll be today or tomorrow, but again, it's that whole formula we talk about in trading. If you're always prepared and you're always on the right side, even though when you have losing trades or losing games in fantasy, if you're doing the right things mathematically all the time and you're looking for the value, you know, looking for a good fantasy player is like looking for a cheap stock, okay, that is ready to pop. He used the example Benintendi, all right? You know, he was lower because he was struggling, and all of a sudden he popped, and that's what we talk about. Again, the comparisons are scary, but, you know, fantasy sports has been deemed a skill, all right? So, again, the reason they allowed it through and the reason they beat New York is because it was deemed not gambling but a skill, and the skill allows them to run it so that it can be legal. Even though the house rakes off a percentage of the money, they still consider the game a sport, and typically I believe the numbers are, you know, in most things, 90% of the money is won by 10% of the people, or, you know, something like that, maybe even higher. But that's because the people that do the work, that put together the game plan, right? What do we talk about in trading all the time? You got to have a plan, right? Well, fantasy sports, you got to have a plan. And that's the thing that you look at. Again, the comparisons are eerily similar, because you don't have to be a Harvard grad to be successful in fantasy sports. What you need to do is you need to put forth the work that requires you to study a little bit, like just like trading, right? You got to be able to study and understand in the stocks or in futures, whatever. We're looking for a chart pattern that will allow us to either buy or sell, okay? And if you charted fantasy players like you charted stocks, and again, guys like Michael can help you out doing that, what you'd find out is that you have a much better shot, and you are now taking the laws of mathematics and putting them in your side, because you are taking advantage of what the markets are giving you. Because if you just look, oh, well, you know, Anthony Rizzo's at 4,200. Well, maybe you should only be at 2,200 at that period of time. But if you're not looking at it and you're just picking by names, then you're not giving yourself an advantage. And that's, you know, always what we try to work here, you know, on the Bubba Show is, and the Sporting Edge, is to give us an advantage. Again, life and gambling and fantasy and trading is about trying to put yourself in the best position to succeed. And the only way you can do that is to do the work that goes along with success, which is understanding the model, understanding who's supposed to be where. And, you know, as they say, they run these things, who's hot and who's not. And, you know, you're trying to pick a chart pattern where maybe a guy like, let's go back to Benintendi, that is finding a support level in the chart and he's about ready to turn and go the other way. And that's, if you base it like that, and of course, why do you think insurance companies are so successful? Because they base everything on probability. If you turn the probabilities in your favor, guess what? You put yourself in a much better chance to win. And of course, that was Michael Rathburn at Fantasy Rath on Twitter, award-winning writer in the fantasy world, and also does some one-on-one coaching to help you if you're interested in being in fantasy. I urge you to check him out, but he writes great articles. He's really solid. I would certainly check him out if I were you. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Go download a couple of books. Help a brother out. You know, they're now sponsoring the show, so obviously, go download a couple books, see if it's any good. I do actually love them. I use them all the time, especially when I go on the road. I have them loaded right on my phone. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm, you can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And that will do it for today. Let us extend our final condolences to those who were injured in the big practice. Really sad, sad story. And, of course, our condolences and our sympathies. And we hope that everybody's better. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we live in a safe place. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody, thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.